Well, the Trump administration's funding cuts are hitting local efforts to safeguard Philly's Eastwick neighborhood from flooding. A grant to the city for flood solution planning was terminated, and funding to install temporary flood barriers in the neighborhood is on pause. From the WHYY Climate Desk, Sophia Schmidt reports Eastwick residents are pushing back.
As the sun rose on Tuesday morning, close to a dozen Eastwick residents gathered to board a charter bus leaving from their flood-prone neighborhood. They were headed down to Washington, D.C. to meet with their representatives in Congress and ask them to fight to restore the funding. Victor Jackson is a longtime resident of Eastwick and vice chair of Eastwick United CDC. He says the funding was part of positive movement toward flood resilience in the neighborhood.
You know, it's critical that we have that funding. You know, for them to take it away, that means that's a setback for us. And we're not going to accept that. We're not going to accept that.
Congresswoman Mary Gay Scanlon met with the residents when they arrived in D.C. She says her office has been requesting the Trump administration restore funding, but has not been successful yet. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.